when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
It's not au revoir at all. It's hello, good afternoon, willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only. In fact, it's sui generis, and that's very generous of me to say, Long Island's only NPR station. Well, that was Helen Gallagher and the cast of Pal Joey doing a great Dick Rogers, Larry Hart farewell number. And that's what we're going to look at today. Great songs about leaving gracefully, exiting stage right, as the saying used to go. Broadway musicals love this idea of somebody saying farewell, moving on, hopping on a train, changing their lives, making a transition. Would that only some people higher up in our national echelon would do the same. So here is some good advice about how to exit gracefully from the masters of Broadway. Well, the axiomatic song, of course, of the teens and 20s is Al Jolson. Al Jolson's song, Toot Toot Tootsie. He sang a lot of these songs like Swanee or Alabama Bound. I think in a time when you didn't have jet travel and stuff like that, the idea of getting on a train and moving to another state and starting over was a big, big idea. So here is Mr. Jolson himself to give us a quintessential early 20th century farewell number.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me oh my. Seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye. me touchy, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye.
Well, when you're looking at goodbye songs, of course you're going to come to songs that are about the end of a relationship. That's probably one out of every, I don't know, 7 or 8 songs on Broadway and in pop culture about saying goodbye. Here is a Cole Porter masterpiece on the topic. It moves me tremendously, especially in this rendition by June Christie, backed up by Stan Kenton.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me. They allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say
goodbye. Whenever I see wagon wheels or carriage wheels or any kind of wheels, I think they must be going somewhere, else they wouldn't be there. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, as long as you are spiritually kicking up your heels. Before I take my trip to pastures green, I mean to spend some time enjoying the scene. The days are few, I dare not waste them. I long to see and hear and touch and taste them. I want to sing, I want to dance, and have a fling in Paris, France, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I go to meet my maker. I want to use the salt left in the shaker. Don't want the pie that's in the sky. I want the pie before I die, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I kiss the world goodbye. I want my share of fun and laughter. I want it here and not in some hereafter. I want to sing, I want to dance, and have a fling in Paris, France, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I go to meet my maker. I want to use the salt left in the shaker. Don't want the pie that's in the sky. I want the pie before I die, before I kiss the world goodbye, before I kiss the world goodbye.
What a great number. That is a Schwartz-Dietz number from a musical called Jenny about Laurette Taylor, which starred Mary Martin, and it never went anywhere. But, you know, great people write great, great songs. What a number. Everyone should sing that number at a cabaret somewhere. But who would sing it better than Bobby Short? Few people indeed. Well, today's show is called Knowing When to Leave. It's about people taking leave, exiting in a graceful and interesting and dramatic and sometimes necessary way. Here are two wonderful songs about leaving. One sad, one bittersweet, maybe a little more bitter than bittersweet. Here is Steve Lawrence to sing a wonderful Lerner and Lowe classic from Camelot.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, it couldn't be in autumn. how I'd leave in autumn, I never will know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you. I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so. Oh no, not in springtime. Summer, winter, or fall. Could I leave you? No, never at all.
How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books? And the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes. Leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed, and the wounds never healed, and the game's not worth winning. And wait, I'm just beginning. What? Leave you, leave you, how could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass, which I might have already, and you'd never know, love. Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the bracks and chagals and all that. You would leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, at 90% of the money you make. And the cars and the cooks, I leave you the cigars, I leave you all the books, darling. I'll take the crab, honey, you keep the spinach, and all of our friends, and just wait a goddamn minute. Oh, leave you, leave you, how could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you? Guess.
That bitter, more bitter than bittersweet, song by Stephen Sondheim, of course, is from Follies. That's the London, the first London production in the late 1980s. And that was Dame Diana Rigg, our dear Dame Diana Rigg, who we lost, who left us, as it were, earlier this year. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at fond farewell songs, great moments where people take their departure gracefully and interestingly and dramatically. I apologize for being a little froggy this morning, but there it is. The phrase so long is so great for singers, right? You have all these lovely vowels, and it's fun to sing many, many good so long songs. Here's the one you'll remember most fondly. Here is Bette Midler from Hello, Dolly.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Don't try to stop me, Horace, please. Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't you come a-knocking at my door. For I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says, you doll, I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. Ah, you treated me so rotten and rough, I had enough of feeling low. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. For I can hear that choo-choo calling me on to a fancy new address. Oh Lord, I hear that choo-choo calling me on board that Happiness Express. I'm gonna learn the hoochie-coo and smoke a cigarette. I'm going as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So and on those cold winter nights, Horace, snuggle up to that old cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Don't come a knocking, I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that said, you dog, I told you so. So, Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shovel off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long.
And 74th Street, Broadway's calling me. Don't cry, 174th Street. What must be, must be. Across the Harlem River, a spotlight leads me. You know I hate to leave you, old pal, but Broadway needs me. Goodbye, Grand Concourse, Cretona, Park, Hunts Point, ES-93. The Great White Way is waiting, the taxicab of my destiny honks. But even when my name's up in lights, my heart will be up in the Bronx. God bless and so long, 174th Street. Broadway's calling me.
Go up 174th Street, says so.
Burnside Avenue at you.
Pull up 174th Street, bid you toodaloo.
Third Avenue, well, farewell.
When you depart, a sigh and a sob will utter
from every sidewalk, billboard, and lamppost, tree and gutter.
Get low. 174th Street feels a little blue.
It wants to tell you, David, that in its heart it does not really mind, 'cause a terrific person like you has got to be shared with mankind.
So proudly all of 174th Street says so long to you.
So long, 174th Street.
Broadway's calling. Broadway's calling. Broadway's calling. Calling me.
Great So Long song from, not surprisingly, the musical So Long 174th Street. That's Bobby Morris, the great send-up of all those Give My Regards to Broadway songs that we love so much on this show. Well, saying goodbye can also be a sad and painful experience. Here is a brilliant song by Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock about a young girl who has to say goodbye to her family because her love is far from the home she loves. This is from the film version of Fiddler on the Roof.
He asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa. He did not ask me to go. I want to go.
What?
Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love? Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shape of my dreams? Helpless now I stand with him, watching older dreams. Folly choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. settled long ago. I must go. I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love? Yet there with my love, I'm home. Papa, God alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands.
Going is good. Knowing when to leave may be the smartest thing that anyone can learn. Go. I'm afraid my heart isn't very smart. Fly while you still have your wings. Knowing when to leave won't ever let you reach the point of no return. As it seems, I still have my dreams. So I keep hoping day after day as I wait for the man I need. Night after night as I wish for a love that can be. Though I'm sure that no one can tell where their wishes and hopes will lead. Somehow I feel there is happiness just waiting there for me. He's right, 'cause if he's wrong, there are heartaches and tears you must pay. Keep both of your eyes on the door, never let it get out of sight. Just be prepared when the time has come for you to run away. Say when the wind starts to blow, but like a fool I don't know.
That was Jill O'Hara from the original Broadway production of Promises, Promises. That gives us our title today, Knowing When to Leave. Hint, hint, when it's time to go, it's time to go, if you know what I mean. Here are two wonderfully dramatic, self-involved, charming songs from the See You Later canon of Broadway musicals. The one, the only, Jack Cassidy from She Loves Me.
It's been grand knowing you, grand knowing you, grand being your friend. You've been kind, loyal, and so generous, right down to the end. Please don't grieve watching me leave, that would be much too painful to stand. It's been fun, now I must run, but it's been grand, perfectly grand. Ilona, farewell, Sherry, be brave.
Chin up!
It's been sublime, you mustn't waste a precious moment over me.
You don't have time.
Just remember when you're lonely or blue. There's a hollow in my pillow for you. And Cepos, what can I say? Ah, Cepos, no tears, be gay. You know, old friend, I'm in your debt. I owe you more than I can possibly repay. I won't forget. Give your wife a little kiss from Kodai. I never met her, but I will by and by. Oh, I hate leaving you, hate leaving your warm, intimate club. It's a small pleasure, but I'll treasure each warm, intimate snub. It's been grand, let me say, and let me say au revoir, not goodbye. For it's grand knowing you'll all be working for your friend. Oh, no!
I know you. Your name is Sue, but who am I? I've got to find out. At least I'm gonna try. I'm going back where I can be me, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. They've got a great big switchboard there where it's just hello, goodbye. It may be dull, but there I can be, just me, myself, and I. A little modeling on the side, yes, that's where I'll be. Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. And if anybody asks for Ella Mella or Mum, tell them that I'm going back where I came from, to the B.T. Brassiere Company. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Madame Grimaldi. Goodbye, Junior Mallet. Santa Claus is hitting the road. Listen to your ever-loving mama. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby, by the Lord.
Le Petit Berger Restaurant, adieu. Je ne reviendrai jamais, jamais, jamais. C'est tout fini. Adieu to you.
So goodbye, Max, to your dogs and your cats, to the Duke of Windsor and his Duchess. Bye-bye, Barton and Kitchell and Hastings. At last you're out of my clutches. I'll miss you, but you'll carry on. You'll never know that I've gone. I'm a-going back. Shangri-La of lacy lingerie. A little modeling on the side at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. Send me my mail there to the Bonjour Tristesse Company.
Judy Holliday, of course, from Bells Are Ringin'. I'm going back, one of the great 11 o'clock numbers in the Broadway canon. Well, sometimes great statesmen need to step down and move along. It has happened many, many times in the course of human history. It could happen a little bit more these days, if you ask me. Here are the ridiculous and the sublime. Here is Sid Caesar and the cast of Little Me, The Prince's Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You couldn't put it off.
I'd love to put it off, but then we'd only have to do this painful scene again. So let's just say goodbye. Just goodbye, you'll Nick. Goodbye, Yeshe. Goodbye, Sam. I'm sure gonna miss you. Goodbye, Melnick. Goodbye, Myron. Pardon my expiring. Goodbye, country. It's been fun. You know I hate to rule and run, but I must get some dying done. So everyone, goodbye. Ugh, don't cry. Someday we'll say hello.
I hate to see you blow.
I'll meet you in the sweetest land I know.
We hope it isn't soon.
It's gonna be so wonderful.
So full of that funiculi. Funicula.
It almost pays to go. So sing that. Tasha, you too, Bradley. Not your style, you sing very badly. Dance Matilda till I holler. For the funeral parlor, down with rotten rhetoric. I think I'm getting very sick. So sing or dance or do a trick, but quick, I'm gonna die. Hey! That's the way the kingdom crumbles.
Have a drink with me one last time. Let's take a break tonight, and then we'll teach him how to say goodbye. To say goodbye, you and I.
To talk about neutrality.
Sir.
With Britain and France on the verge of war, is this the best
time? I want
time?
To warn against partisan fighting.
What?
Pick up a pen, start writing. I want to talk about what I have learned, the hard-won wisdom I have earned.
As far as the people are concerned, you have to serve. You could continue to serve.
No. One last time, the people will hear from me. One last time. We get this right, we're gonna teach them how to say goodbye. You and I.
Mr. President, they will say you're weak.
No, they will see we're strong.
Your position is so unique.
So I'll use it to move them along.
Why do you have to say goodbye?
If I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone. scripture says, everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. They'll be safe in the nation we've made. I want to sit under my own vine and fig tree, a moment alone in the shade, at home in this nation we've made. One last time,
one last time. Though in reviewing the incidents of my administration, I am unconscious of intentional error, I am nevertheless too sensible of my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. I shall also carry with me the hope that my country will view them with indulgence, and that after 45 years of my life dedicated to its service with an upright zeal, the faults of incompetent abilities will be consigned to oblivion, as I myself will soon be to the mansions of rest. I anticipate with pleasing expectation that retreat in which I promise myself to realize the sweet enjoyment of partaking in the midst of my fellow citizens, the benign influence of the good laws of a free government, the ever favorite object of my heart, and the happy reward, as I trust, of our mutual care, labors and dangers. One last time.
George Washington's going home.
I'll teach him how to say goodbye.
George Washington's going home.
You and I.
Of course, that was from Hamilton, Christopher Jackson and Lin-Manuel Miranda. One last time, a beautiful incorporation of George Washington's actual words with the wonderful sentiments from that show. And you see how gracefully a leader can step down and leave room for the next generation if called on to do so. Well, 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 this is Larry Mazlon. We look today on our show Broadway to Main Street at the various ways characters exit stage left or stage right. And we looked at all the iterations. So long, farewell, goodbye. And of course, there's one song that combines them all. So I'm going to say so long, farewell, goodbye. And we'll see you next week and every week on Broadway to Main Street. And taking us out is the cast of the film version of What Else? The Sound of Music.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping up to say cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Regretfully cuckoo. They tell us, but firmly cuckoo. They compel us to say goodbye
cuckoo.
To you.
Sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
so must I.
So long, farewell, our Peter's saying goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.